first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. Won't you do it all the time? Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
How you put the arms up, fingers in the air. It was like this rocket.
You got a flair for the dramatics today.
Well, I had one of them days today.
I love it. So tell us about it.
No, it's not really that important. I don't.
Okay,
do you really
want to
know?
Yeah, tear it. I heard about the dancing and the singing in the car a few minutes ago.
Yeah, my throat hurts. I've been screaming. I mean singing.
Yeah, full
screaming
on.
Screaming, singing.
Right, same difference.
Yeah.
You don't just sing in the car.
It's car driving.
On,
you gotta scream.
That's
full
right. Full on production.
And you have to turn the radio up so loud you can't even hear yourself scream.
Exactly.
Because if you're gonna hear it that good, everybody around you's gonna hear it too.
You're welcome.
No. Today,
let's hear it.
I saved three dudes from sinking to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico.
Really?
Really?
What happened? Plug or what happened?
No, he had a Mako and something to do with the live well where it has the,
yep.
The valves.
The levers, yeah.
Yeah, well, he had both the valves wide open. So the pickup, I guess.
Freshwater pickup, yeah.
He didn't have it on.
Okay.
He just had the valves open. And he put in over just around the, down the way. You know Burnt Store boat ramp, the Cedars boat ramp?
Yeah.
Well, you know how that is in next to the bait shop.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I was out back and I heard somebody crash the boat ramp. Like, lower unit across the bottom of the boat ramp.
Yikes.
And full throttle.
On plane.
No, he was full throttle on the boat ramp.
Holy
beach
crap.
The
yeah,
boat ramp.
Trying to get it up on the ramp?
Yeah, but there was no trailer. It was just...
trying to get it out of the water. I can imagine.
Anyway,
did he have it backwards, like the motor up to the ramp? Or
no,
he
should have. I would have backed it up that way.
So was he bailing?
No. There was three old dudes from Ontario.
And they weren't bailing water out?
No, they just wanted to get to, they said they wanted to get to the boat ramp. Like, well,
there
here.
Was no water in the boat.
You're almost to the bait shop. You're almost in the parking lot.
I'm so confused.
No, their boat was sinking.
But there was no water in it yet?
No, heck yeah, there was water in it.
Oh, they weren't bailing
water
out?
It was right up
out?
Over the top of the floor.
Ooh.
And they had it, the bow pointing up the boat ramp.
They must have had a, the only, they must have had a leak somewhere.
Yeah,
in their
I think
plumbing.
It had something to do with this live well.
I don't know, there had to have been a leak.
They
that's
started
the most
freaking
common
out.
Place to have a leak, though.
Well, I know,
your...
I used to have a Mako, and it's underneath the floor.
Yeah.
Where the hose hooks up to, like, the PVC and the,
right.
the fitting, the valve.
Right.
Sometimes that gets dry rotted or whatever.
It does.
You don't pay attention
it
to
does.
It, and it comes apart.
It absolutely does.
And
that's
said,
very,
put,
very common.
He said, I put the plug in it. I was like, well,
that's a start. I mean, that was a good start.
Apparently, that's not the problem. No,
oh,
anyway,
that's
I saved
hilarious.
Him from sinking.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Nice.
Yep.
That's
awesome.
Anytime you can help a fellow boater.
Yep.
So they were pretty brazen, pretty bold to be on the water today.
Yeah.
Even now, so Windfinder of course says 6 knots, and I get out of work and I'm looking at the flag stood straight out.
I guess it depends on where you're at.
Pretty dang windy.
Because it wasn't
out there.
6 knots where I go.
It
from.
Wasn't 6 knots
that's
up
for
here
sure.
either.
6 knots, the flag should be almost laying down straight.
That wind has been terrible. It's still terrible. Well, it's March. It's going to be terrible at least until the middle of April, but...
Well, them north winds, we get northeast, east-northeast. You know what they call that, don't you?
Stay on the couch.
Yeah, the starvation wind.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you make your living on the water, you're going to sit on the
that's
couch.
That's the couch
today.
Wind.
That's right.
It sucks.
That's right.
It sucks.
You don't even mess with... You don't even go out.
Have you been fishing lately?
I did last week.
Did you?
Yes.
Do any good? Do any good?
Do it again?
Do any good?
Oh. I was like, yeah, do it all the time, yeah.
Did you do any good?
I'm trying to get used to these new things. I keep leaning up to try to talk into the microphone.
Well, did you do any good?
Yes, ma'am. I swear if we could keep trout, I would kiss whoever with just so many.
I haven't
so
seen any pictures.
Many. We posted one on Fishy Radio. There was one on there.
Oh, that's right. That was a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, that was... Yeah,
I remember.
That was a good one.
Dur-dur-dur. Sorry. I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah.
I'll be
Are
with it
be
in a minute. wakey, wakey.
Yeah, trout and then sheephead out of control.
A sheephead are nice.
I still can't
nice
bring myself to eat no sheephead. I'm sorry.
Really? They're wormy.
I know. Well, they're bony.
They're good.
Huh?
They're bony.
I don't.
Real
I think
bony.
It's just I don't. After fishing all day, I just don't really have the time to.
I just don't have the want to
yeah,
to go home and
it
clean
takes
them.
Forever, dude.
I know.
You know, I had sheephead last week for the first time. Fried it up and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Never had it before.
Sheephead is not bad
I
at all.
Really
I didn't have to do the cleaning of it though, so I didn't have
yeah.
to worry about the bones or nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, what about that bass trip that you went on? Did you keep any of those?
No.
No, none?
You can't keep them from there.
Oh, from where?
Over by the Stick Marsh.
Where at by the Stick Marsh?
There. Some lake.
What lake?
Keenansville.
Where? Coordinates, please.
what
were the numbers?
Which fish? There were many large fish that day.
There was a lot of fish you posted.
Yeah,
a lot
like
of big old bass.
I think between the two of us, we've caught probably close to 70 bass.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot
goodness.
Of them being 7-8 pounds.
Holy crap.
Few over 10, double digits.
So, yes, now I do want the
but
coordinates.
It was a lot of fish.
It was a joke before.
Pronto.
I know a guy.
digits.
But no, that's actually what I wanted for my birthday. I wanted that bass trip again. So we paid to go over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, chartered over there. And
that's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I got me a... Did I tell you I got a really good friend of mine got me a charter... I can't remember the guy's name, but anyhow, it's the peacock bass.
Yeah.
Awesome.
For Christmas. Got me a fish and charter. So I'm super stoked to go on that. Because, you know, the peacock bass is on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to go on that. And I'm going to load y'all up with pictures.
Thank you. Mm.
I'm super, super stoked about
That'd
that.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that once.
Fun.
You'll have fun. They
I know.
Fight.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go. And I don't know the best time to do that. I always thought that the best time for peacock bass were in the wintertime. And then I spoke to the charter captain. Gosh, I can't remember his name. And anyhow, he told me the summertime.
The best?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they are warm water fish.
Yeah.
That's why
Here,
we don't...
Makes sense.
Get, I mean, there's some around here,
but they
don't go north.
Right, but don't they bed in the wintertime, just like a normal bass does? So that's really the
that
good time to catch
the
big mammer jammers?
Yeah, that I
big
don't
mammer
know.
Jammer?
The big mammer
jammers.
Because it was
summertime when I went.
Is that three shoe lengths?
So I got a new GPS.
Yay.
Yeah, so I got another Christmas gift from a good friend of mine was a GPS, a 9-inch GPS. So I'm super stoked. I'm going to be putting that on my boat this week. So I'm not a GPS person. I like hardly ever run a GPS. I have it on my boat and it's usually on, but the lines are so thick. Because I've run them so many times that you really can't see anything anymore. You know what I mean? It's just kind of there.
Yeah, after a while, you just got to erase them and start over.
Right.
Seriously.
And I just use it for the charts. Well, right. So apparently there's this new technology out for the last, 10 years, where there's actually, like... So this thing, when I put this little chip in the side of it, it looks like my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It looks like the map on my telephone
mm-hmm.
when I put it in satellite view.
Yeah.
And it has the pictures from, the satellites and the bottom imagery. And you know how when you're running through Turtle Bay, and you've got that tiny little
mm-hmm.
ditch that you can run through in Turtle Bay and it weaves and it
yeah.
winds. And, by ditch, I mean it's 12 inches as opposed
yeah, right.
to, and it's
yeah.
only about 3 foot
yeah.
wide. And if you miss
oh, yeah.
it, then you're sitting on,
yeah.
Sitting high and dry.
Well, 6 inches is a lot when you're comparing it to nothing.
Right.
On the other side.
Yeah, I don't know who told you 6 inches was a lot, but so,
okay.
So I'm usually running through Turtle Bay, with my telephone in my hand, trying to, find that little ditch. Like, well, now I've got it on this exactly. Now I've got it on this GPS thing, and this thing has the transducer. It's got side scan on it, so like you can see a redfish out there on the flat. So listen, it sounds a lot like cheating because I'm so old school. I just you know
whatever makes it easy.
I reckon I'm super excited about it. Oh, and you know what's even more exciting is this particular one happens to work with a drone. You can connect a drone to the GPS unit. Now, drones, never been a fan of a drone, never not been a fan, but not been interested in drones. Mm-hmm. So listen, I watched this program on FSN, the Florida Sport Network, and it's called How to Do Florida. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I watched this, and one of the episode that I happened to catch at that one time was the mullet run. Well, that's all it takes right there. Yeah, you hear mullet run, and I'm okay, got my laser beams on my TV, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it was the coolest thing because it was this guy, this kid over on the East Coast. Again, can't remember his name, has like 4 million followers on Instagram, okay? Well, this little kid is, I say kid, he's in his 20s, late 20s. What he does is he goes out during the mullet run and he gets all of his stuff, his drone, his fishing poles, all of his stuff, whatever, gets it in his car and he starts at Lauderdale. He goes to the beach, runs out on the beach. He takes his drone and he puts it up in the air. Now his drone has a 5 mile distance to it. Puts it up in the air, goes north 5 miles along the beach and tries to find the mullet. If he can't find them, he loads all of his stuff up, gets in his car, drives 10 miles up the beach, goes back, gets all of his stuff, goes back out to the beach, goes 5 miles south with his drone, 5 miles north with his drone. And I'm sitting here watching this and I'm like, this is genius. Like, way more energy than I have, but the kid's genius for doing this. And so anyhow, he finally finds the mullet. Of course, they're pulling out 48, 50-inch snook, you know, out of all these millions of mullet in there. And it was the coolest thing I think I've ever watched, primarily because I'm a huge fan of the mullet run anyhow.
Right, right.
But then I was like, that's what drones are for.
Well, I know how you can make some big money.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you did that.
So this...
I got about 5 or 6 dudes that would probably pay good money.
So this particular GPS goes, so when you, you bring your drone in, you know, and you tell it to go home, well, it has a lag time. So wherever you were last is where it's going to go. Well, when you happen to be on a moving target, it's going to go in the drink. That's well, this one, because it syncs to your GPS, it will always come back to your boat. Now it only comes back to your boat and hovers right in front of you, and then you manually have to put it down on the boat, but it comes right back to you every single time. Plus, you can take the GPS, and it's actually got these little circles on the screen of the GPS where you can control your drone.
Really?
Like, I'm learning all sorts of stuff. I don't know about any of this. I'm sure this stuff's been out for years and years and years, and everybody else knows about it, but I had no idea, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. All because of this mullet run on How to Do Florida. And I just thought, like I said, I thought that was the coolest thing. And then that program, that How to Do Florida program, listen, I've been here all my life, and I just, that program makes me feel like I've not seen anything in this whole entire state. But you know how it is when you live here, you work here.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really get to, you know,
explore.
Absolutely. So just...
That's a good
FSN, you know, How to Do Florida. It's a really super cool program. Not as cool as ours, but I mean, it's close. It's close. So
that's cool. Yeah, you see more and more drones, people using drones for boating, hunting.
Well, I'd love to have my favorite. What I want more than anything in the whole world is I like want my boat up in like Alligator Creek or Trout Creek or something, and a drone up top, way up top, and just get that picture. And I think that aerial bird's eye view would be the coolest thing in the world. But I am very, very worried about that drone taking a drink. They're $1,500.
Yeah,
I mean, they're a lot of money.
They don't make them waterproof.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly. But how cool are those? I mean, you used to have to get that from, like, helicopters and, you know, pay thousands of dollars and stuff. And now we have them on drones, and then the drones sync to the GPS.
That's
they have side
cool.
scan. I can see a redfish 75 yards out there on the flat. Like, I totally feel like a cheater.
Well, not only that, it helps you when you get lost. Like, how many times you've been back there? oh, dang, is this the tree you turned left at? Crap, nope, that's a different... It looks just like the other one.
Heaven forbid somebody trim that bush.
Shoot that sucker out of there.
I'm done. Right? Exactly. I've done that many times. That's funny. I've done that many times. Miss the bush that you're supposed to turn at, and then you end up somewhere that... Oh, my...
Especially when you're on plane because you can't let it down. It's like a foot or less. And you're like, man, I hope this is the right one. Nope, it's not the right one. You know, you're like skidding across the water, trying not to get off plane because you don't want to get stuck. Yeah.
Have you seen the Florida Marine tracks? Do y'all know anything about that?
Mm-mm. No.
It's a very, very, very expensive chip that you can put in your GPS. But apparently, this man started years and years and years ago. You'd have to Google it. But he has run just about everything that you can run all over Florida and South Louisiana. So when you put this chip into your GPS, there's all these red lines. You can zoom into everything. There's all these red lines, and all those red lines are cuts or paths that have been run, are safe to run. So if you go, say, down to the Keys, you can just follow one of them lines, and you know that you're not gonna, gonna screw up. Now it's like $500, $449, I think, just for the southern region of Florida.
Yeah.
But it enables you to go anywhere. I mean, it's got Lake Okeechobee. It's got the other side of the state. It's got the Keys. It shows you all the, like the Keys is really easy to screw up because all they have down there are those PVC pipes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
what about like going to the 10,000 islands? You would need that.
That's right.
You want to talk about getting turned around and backwards? And
They say it's pretty dangerous down there. Dangerous. Never go down by yourself, and then your satellite loses. You lose
everything.
Your phone, you lose everything. There's a lot of people that die down there every year get turned around down there and
so that would be perfect.
Don't come back. But anyhow.
That's kind of like an oh crap handle.
Right, exactly.
In the car, you're like, oh crap, you're lost.
So I haven't been fishing in forever, and I have absolutely nothing intelligent to say about fishing, so that was all I had to contribute.
Okay.
But I did hear, I just can't stop talking, can I? I did hear on Waterline, I love Waterline. They were talking about there is a lot of fish out there, but if you're doing the same thing that you've always done right now, you're screwing up.
Yeah, you got it.
So once this wind lays down, hopefully tomorrow, I'm kind of excited to get on the hunt for them again and see exactly what's going on out there. I absolutely love the challenge of finding them. That and begging you for information and see if you'll give it up.
You know I will.
5 minutes already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you've really been talking.
Me too.
Yeah.
So after my bass trip, I was telling Frank about, I learned how to throw a bait caster. That was, I think, probably my favorite part of the trip.
Yeah.
So I was all excited. He's like, You gotta learn how to lure a fish because we were using shiners. Yeah. So he got me set up with a lure, a light rod for bass fishing and stuff. I went across the street from my house. We got one of them ponds in Northport. Mm-hmm. I hooked up on a snook. I hooked up on a snook in the pond.
Yeah. On a bait caster.
No.
Oh.
I learned how to throw a bait caster, but because of that, I'm now graduating to very light tackle for bass fishing.
All right.
And with lures.
I learned how to throw a bait caster.
Yep.
In the lake. Right in the lake.
I threw it one night.
Never found it again. I threw it. Yep.
I don't know where it went after that. Mm-hmm. It hurt my thumb.
But yeah, I didn't get to keep it, but I saw it jump, so I knew it was a snook. But I hooked it.
I don't know if it's because I'm weak, but the whole, like when you cast a bait caster, you only got the handle of it, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need something to, like, what if it was,
right. But you're just supposed to flip them.
I get that, but... Like, what happens when you get a hit? Like a big old snook on there.
I can't.
I'm not strong enough to hold it by the handle. Well, only just versus trying. Like with the spinning rod, you can get
set
a couple
it
hands
down
on it.
Beside you, and then pick up your spinning reel and chuck it out there.
I was gonna say cast
and catch
net,
him on that.
Right, we'll go with that.
I like the cast net,
get
too.
Get one of those
but not on a
landing
snook.
Nets that extend out like 20
FWC,
feet.
That was D. Yes, that, no, that, yeah. She was, that was D.
You're breaking up. Don't get me in trouble with the law. I have a good enough time doing it myself. Please don't do it. Please don't do it.
D. That was D.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
D.
Hello.
S-H-A-L. Yeah. St. James City.
Yeah, don't say it. Oh, yeah. No, I don't need no trouble getting in trouble with them. I'm actually made friends with the one.
Did you?
Yeah. Made friends with them.
You know, I just don't.
I don't know.
I never see them.
No?
I never see them at all. Last time I saw one, he was sitting at the boat ramp, and him and I got into... He was blocking everybody at the boat ramp. Nobody could move. And I couldn't get past him. Nobody could move. And so, of course, I'm trying to pull my boat out, and I can't because he's blocking the entire place. The people in front of him, behind him, in front of me, behind me, everybody's like, get out of the way. Well, he pulls up, like, next to my window. I'm going one way. He's trying to go the other, and he's, like, throwing his hands up, like, wow, can you believe this traffic? I looked at him. I'm like, if you'd get out of the way, you're the problem.
Oh,
and, yeah, so I don't think I've made friends with the man lately, but I never see them. That was the last time I'd seen him. I never see him at all.
The conversation I had with him was I was feeding the pets out back.
Yeah.
Some shrimp.
Yeah.
You know, them 40 plus inch big smokers.
Yeah.
And they have a webcam that they point at the boat ramp.
Yeah.
And apparently after hours people get on the webcam and go down and try to catch those big snook.
I've seen that.
And he said, it's keeping me really busy. I'm thinking, that's really what you get paid for.
Right? Yeah, right?
Ain't nothing I can do after we leave here.
Exactly.
You know? He kind of, because there was some social media pictures and stuff, and people getting amped up to come see it. I don't think he liked that.
I've noticed in Mount Lachey, it's full of those underwater fish lights, them green underwater
lights.
Fish lights.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, but I can imagine
it's amazing.
The
water is so clear. Like when you drive over the bridge and you see one, you can actually see fish down in there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's cool.
Uh-oh, I think she's telling us our time is up.
It is already.
Time is about up.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Did we learn anything?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I learned about what a drone's capability is.
I learned not to pee off the man.
He got out the dang way.
Yeah. All right, until next time. Bye, girls.
Tight lines.
Bye-bye.